Welcome to KBIA's special election coverage. I'm Daniela Vidal. We're in the home stretch before Election Day, and we've got a few more stories to share with you, from ballot measures to campaign spending. Caleb Jones is about to have a great November. The Republican incumbent is running unopposed in the District 50 Missouri House of Representatives race. But that hasn't stopped him from spending his campaign's money. KBIA's Travis Meyer explains why Jones is spending thousands of dollars to run against no one.
The air conditioning sputters to life in Caleb Jones's rented Columbia campaign office. A few chairs are strewn around a cheap conference table. A computer hides in the back corner. A lone model car rests on a shelf. The office sits in a decrepit building next to a strip mall. It doesn't take much to win an election when you don't have an opponent. Jones is running for state representative of the 50th district for the third time. He has no competition in sight, but he still spent $100,000 since he won his primary.
Whenever you don't have an opponent, a lot of times you'll spend money just educating the voters in your area, making sure that voters know that issues that are important to me and making sure that they know what issues I support and what issues I oppose.
Campaigns spend money in two ways, expenditures and contributions. Jones spent $14,000 on expenditures like campaign worker fees and travel in 30 days after his primary. He also gave $55,000 in contributions to other candidates and organizations. He contributed $30,000 alone to the House Republican Campaign Committee, an organization that aggregates and distributes contributions to candidates who need a financial boost.
Our job is to make sure that we retain and grow as many House Republican seats in the state of Missouri as possible.
James Harris is a political strategist in Jefferson City. He says expenditures for unopposed campaigns are often more of an investment in long-term name recognition.
They might spend a little more money on some grassroots events, ice cream socials, maybe meet and greets, advertisement to get their name out to kind of build some awareness, maybe build more support within their respective party to move to the next level.
Harris says unopposed candidates can wield more influence in their party by taking some of the money they don't need for their campaign and giving it to another campaign.
For candidates who are unopposed, they still might raise money to help their Republican colleagues or Democrat colleagues or their caucus to help build their majority or to win seats, etc.
Terry Smith is a political analyst from Columbia College. He says large contributions help candidates obtain favors in the future.
There's a lot, it's called log rolling and back scratching, and there's nothing illegal about it. It's just, you helped me and I'll help you.
However, Harris doesn't think that is the case in this election cycle.
I think there's a very genuine intention of just having people that view the world the way they do. I think that's why they give. I mean, there's not really a doing this for that.
Jones is a giving tree for aspiring candidates.
I think I'm going to continue to help promote good citizens running for office, help promote good individuals that are in office.
He still has $76,000 in his account. With producers Lily Cusack, Jin Liu, and Lauren Magarino, Travis Meyer, KBIA.
Thanks for listening to KBIA's special election coverage. You can tune in on Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. for our live coverage of local and state races. I'm Daniela Vidal, and thanks for listening.